Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. Oft my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, praise the Lord, and good morning, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us a greater understanding, Father, of your word, and to help us to move closer, walk straighter and more upright according to your will and your way, Father, and not the ways of this world, our own ways. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this service. And we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Now, I titled this morning a little different than I usually do, because there's a couple of questions I want us really to think about. But I've titled this morning, About What Is Your Measure When It Comes to God? And you know, God gave me this idea while I was reading another little book. Things that we don't think about. But we are living in the last days of the age, to where the Lord's going to be coming for his church. And that will end the church age. And think about it. Because look at the situation we're in today. But most of all, the situation that the world is in. What most don't know, because they don't even try to keep up with it, let alone seem to be interested, is how are we standing today as a nation in the eyes of God? You know, we can go back into the Old Testament and we see how God dealt with those in that day and time that would not obey and that would not walk upright with him. Yet we had something even greater. And we turned our back upon him and walked away from him. I ask you this morning, how tall are you? I look at you and you say, well, I'm 6 feet. Are you? Are you sure you're 6 foot tall? And if you're sure, how do you know that? Well, I measured myself with a tape measure. All right. You got your proof that you're 6 foot. But how are you measuring up in the eyes of God? And that's where we need to be measuring up at. In the eyes of Almighty God. You know, God gave us a measuring stick so we'd know how we stand and how we measure up in the eyes of God. But so many today has turned away from it. Don't even claim it to be the Word of God anymore. You know, statistics right now are showing that only 17% of those that are claiming to be Christians actually believe in the Word of God, that actually believe in the Bible? 17%. That means that 83% that are out there today claiming to be Christians are not. They don't even believe in the Word of God. So you know they're not living it. A nation that has been blessed by God in every way that a nation could have been blessed in has turned its back upon God and walked away from him. We had every blessing God could give a nation. At one time, prosperity, the whole thing. And then look what happened. They walked away from it. Turned their back upon it. Because they wanted their own way. I want to live like I want to live. It doesn't matter what God wants. I don't need him. I'm greater without him. And I can have more fun. Yeah. You may, until the day you step out of this life and into the next, and you end up in that lake of fire, but then it's too late. And you'll spend eternity for going against your measuring stick that God gave you, so you know how you're living in His eyes. But you know, we all follow one or the other. You're either going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ or you're going to follow Satan. And right now we know that most are following Satan. And we know that Satan is out here seeking everyone that he can deceive, that he can devour, that he can destroy, to take with him and his army of angels, as he calls them, to the very pit of hell. He wants company. And he's after those that are claiming to be Christians. He's already got the rest of them. But he's after those that want to claim to be a child of God. And you know, we see an awful lot of things and how man is controlled by suggestion, don't we? Advertisements. Look at our advertisements today. Most all of them is by suggestion. And they'll suggest things such as the product is limited. You've got to get it now or you're going to miss out. And we've got a sale on it. We got so much off of it. But if you don't order it today, you're subject to miss out on it. Stating something that's really not a fact, that's not even truth, but because of the suggestion, it's believed. Now, you know, the very first sin that man committed in the Garden of Eden was done by suggestion, caused by suggestion. Satan tempted Eve by suggesting that God was withholding things from her and that she could be equal with him. When we all know that was not possible. But the suggestion made it appealing, didn't it? And he is still today using suggestions and skill to lead people away from the word of Almighty God. You know, we need to really think about how we're walking today. We are in a famine. But that famine is not food right now, nor the lack of water. The famine you and I are in today in this land in which we live is God's word that's being shared. Very little today that is being shared is actually true. It's man-made. Man's mind, man's words, instead of God's. And look where it's brought us. And as I said earlier, go back into the Old Testament and look what happened to the nations as they walked away from God. And you and I, we have been told in God's Word that in these last days that we are living right now would be as the days of Noah. What were those days like? Mankind was going on just as if everything was normal. He was going his own way, doing his own thing, not following God, until the day that Noah entered the ark and God shut and sealed that door. And then the flood came and they were all destroyed. And we're walking the same way today. We're walking further and further and further and further and further every day away from God. And our churches are doing it. Because we don't have men of God in the pulpit that's standing there with enough backbone and boldness to preach the word. They're there in fear. Oh, I can't lose my congregation because if I do, I'm going to lose the money for this church. So what? I'm not going to trade my soul for money. I don't preach for money. Preach because God called me to preach. And I'll teach what he wants me to teach, not what I might like. There's times that I preach things that I'd really rather not preach because I get on my own toe. And that ain't pleasant. But I preach it because it's what God gives me. Do we need to really be worried? No, the true child of God does not need to be worried or in fear. Because if you are a true born-again child of the living God, you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, all dwelling in you. And you're walking in faith. And where there is faith, there's no fear. If you've got fear inside you today, and you're afraid to go out here and go to anywhere or walk the streets without the mask on, you're not walking with any faith. It's just that simple. Well, you know, the government said I got to. So what? Who are you serving? You see, you're serving the government. You're not serving God. Because the government don't have the authority to tell you as a church that you can't meet, that you can only have so many there, and that you can't sing, and you can't have communion. They don't have that authority. Only God does. But if they want to put you in jail, that's fine. Go. Let them put you there. While you're there, take time with God. Spend time with him. Spend time singing hymns, just as the disciples did when they were locked up. They started singing hymns and praying, and what happened?
God opened the doors. And even after God opened the doors, they didn't leave.
Because you see, they wasn't scared. They made the people that locked them up come and apologize. That's what we need in our churches today. Men that will stand on the word of Almighty God and teach it like it's written. Abortion is a sin. Sex outside of marriage is a sin. Adultery is a sin. Homosexuality is a sin. You want to lock me up for saying that? Fine. Go ahead. My God will set me free. Oh, yeah, you don't really believe that. Oh, yes, I do. Because, you see, I am free. Even though you put me behind bars, I'm still free because God set me free. My spirit is free. My spirit won't be in that jail. It'll be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Father. That's who I'll be spending my time with. But we got so many fake people today that are really not what they're claiming to be. And they're on their way to hell, and they're taking whole congregations with them because they will not get in the Word of God and stand on it. It's on what I believe. You know, I took this one little verse out over here.
That little verse tells me, well, you know, you can't be without sin.
For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, the Word said that. So I'm standing on that because, you know, the Word also told me that if I sin, God will forgive me.
Make a pretty good sermon out of that, can't we?
And they have done it. But you see, that wasn't the whole truth. They was just giving you parts of it. They was giving you what they wanted you to have. They didn't give you the rest of it. But I want to get in now to our scripture this morning. Into John chapter 8. So, beginning here in verse 1, says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, when they had set her in the midst. Now you see, they were doing that just to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, we're seeing a lot of things used of the scripture as a mockery to God. But they were doing this to tempt the Lord. Because here in verse 4, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? The law says she's to be stoned. Well, we know that that was according to law. They didn't put up with that kind of goings on that day and time. And you know, there was a time that that didn't happen here. I can remember as a youngster, as a teenager, you didn't mistreat young girls because you were taught better. You was taught to take care of them. You was taught to respect them. And if it was found out that a young lady had had premarital sex, she was shunned. Nobody in the community wanted anything to do with her. Was that right? Not really. But that's the way it was. We all know that she should have been forgiven and taught, you don't do this anymore because it's wrong. And if you do it again, worse things are going to happen. Just like with our nation. We took the Lord out of our schools. Took Jesus out of our schools, took him out of our public places. And what happened? We lost our two greatest symbols in this country. The two towers that those planes flew into and took down. And you know, the Lord started punishing our country quite a few years back. And he started punishing us by bringing in leaders that were not fit to be leaders. We still have them around today. Brought a man in, set him in as our president that was a Muslim and strictly against our country, our nation. We are living a judgment of God today. He is judging our land. And I am really afraid that we have walked too far. And that our land will never recover from it. Well, what about God's people? Don't worry about them. They don't have anything to worry about. God will take care of them. But we're going to live through things that we didn't believe would ever happen in this country. And they're not far off. We're seeing a lot of it happen right today. And we're seeing a lot of it that hasn't happened yet begin. It's beginning to take shape, to come about. What about this disease, though? Does God bring that? Yes, God will bring it. Go back and look at some of the nations and see what he told them when they walked away from him. He told them he was going to bring pestilence and diseases upon them. You see, mankind has gotten away from God's word. Now here this woman has been caught in the very act. And they're talking about she's supposed to be stoned. And they're doing it just to be tempting the Lord Jesus Christ to see what he will do with her. This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as he thought he heard them not, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. She's supposed to be stoned? All right. You got your stones? Now you that don't have any sin, you can cast your first stone. But see, they knew how they were measuring up also. Because none of them did. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, being at the eldest even unto the least, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. We're all gone. Only her and Jesus there now. When Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? Amen. None of them throw a rock at you. And she said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You see, these acts that they want to use to show that you can just continue sinning, they just don't give you all of it. Because you see, he didn't condemn her. He forgave her. But what did he tell her? Go and sin no more. Don't do it again. But think about it. Now, then spake Jesus again, saying unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You see, that's why we need him. He is our light. He is our pathway. He is the road in which we are to walk. He is our strength. He is our power. He is our life. Most don't want to believe that today, but it's truth. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. And we're hearing the same thing today. The Bible is not true. The Bible doesn't tell you at all. The Bible is a myth. No. The Bible is the truth. The Bible is the measuring stick that we have to measure ourselves, how we are standing in the eyes of Almighty God. And the Bible is our roadmap to making heaven our home for eternity. But we have to first take the word off of these pages and put them into our life and bring them back as living word. What is your life really like? What are you actually doing for God? See, that's what we've forgotten. You know, we're told about our rewards in heaven, but you get your rewards according to your work. And if you've done no work here on this earth, when you get to heaven, you ain't going to get no reward. None. Because your rewards comes through your work. You know, we don't work to get to heaven. We work because we're on our way to heaven. We work because we got the Lord Jesus Christ in us. We don't work to get him. Because without him, we can't do the work. We have to have the Holy Spirit in order to be able to do the work that God will lay out for you and I to do. These are things we just don't stop and think about today. Now, they're telling that because he's bearing record of himself, that his record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But you cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. You don't know. That's what he's telling them. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. And you and I stand today. If we are a born-again child of the living God, we are not alone. We have the Lord Jesus Christ in us. And when we have him, we also have the Father, because the Father is in him. And we have the Holy Spirit, because he was sent back to give to us. We're not alone. And as long as you're walking with God, you'll never be alone. It doesn't matter where you're at or what they've done with you. Because you see, mankind can't take that away from you. Only you can walk away from God. It's your choice. They can lock you in a cell, yes. They can put you in prison. They can take your head, but they can't take Jesus away from you. Now, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself. Uh-oh. And the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Jesus is telling them, there's two of me. Me and the Father. So I've got my witness. Look how much more witness you and I've got today. Because we've got three with us. And ourselves. That makes four. Mankind has just turned his back. Then said they unto him, Where is thy father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. That's why today that the children of God do know the Father. Because we do know the Lord Jesus Christ. We know what he did for us. We know he is living in us. We know that the Father is living in him. We pray to the Father. And how do we pray to the Father? We pray to the Father in Jesus' name. And we know that the Father hears us because he said he would. If I go to him in prayer, Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I know he's going to hear that prayer. If that prayer is from the heart. And that's the only way prayer should be made, is from the heart. Now, these words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. You see, the Lord himself didn't pull no punches. And he's not going to let his people pull punches today. We just don't stop and think. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself because he saith, Whither I go, you cannot come? You see, they want to use their own imagination always instead of really listening to him. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Do you want to continue believing that the word of God is not true? This Bible is not true? This Bible is not real? Then you're going to be just as they was, and you're going to die in your sins and end up in hell and eventually that lake of fire with Satan and all of the demons and all that has believed as you and not accept the Lord Jesus Christ and walk according to this word. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And that is what you and I are to be preaching today. We are to be preaching the word of Almighty God as it comes from this book. And not from the things of this world out here. Not from my imagination. Not from anyone else's imagination. But from this book. And stand upon it and walk in truth. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. These are the same things you and I are to be speaking today. proclaiming his gospel, proclaiming him as the Savior, proclaiming him as our Savior, as our guide, as our power, as our might. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And if you and I are going to walk with him, we have got to do the things that please him. If we don't, he's not going to always be with us. Jesus just let us know that, didn't he? Now, as he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Continue walking in the word of Almighty God. That's what makes you and I his disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now we're going to stop there, because you see, it is that truth that will make you and I free. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for a place and a time that we can come to share your word, Heavenly Father, with others, to learn more of your word, to learn more how to walk straight, Father, and to walk close with the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, so that we'll not be lost, Father, but that we'll be able to see heaven and make it our home when we step out of this life and into the next. May we go on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Now, Father, for your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to see to them, to keep them safe, keep them in health, and to see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. We know they are having very little peace. But Father, we know that they, just as we, they turned their back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, just as we have, Father. We all need peace. But first of all, Father, we all need to repent of our sinful ways, put our governments back upon the foundation in which they were founded, and that being the Lord Jesus Christ and your word. Now, Father, for our prayer list, as each name is spoken, may the Holy Spirit, Father, touch each one of them, fulfill whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Pardon me a moment. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's friend Sue and Sue's family in Texas, Amy's husband Tom, Tom's friend Dennis and Dennis's family in Oklahoma, for their young son Jacob, Terry Copes, Dennis Breed and his wife Tina, Brothers in Christ Aaron Brandenburg, the Glory Bound Church in Irvington, Father. Pastor Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg. For the Meade County General Baptist Church, the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches and Mickleham lighthouses, the community in which they stand, fill them, Father. Fill them and their pastors to overflowing with the Holy Spirit so that they stay on that pathway of righteousness. This young man will. Father, we pray for him, and we pray that as he has been ordained into the ministry of his teacher, has been the Holy Spirit, and that he is the minister you want him to be. Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie, Father, we lift them up, put them in your hands. You know what the need is there. That little full gospel church of God at Akron, Father, that little church needs help, Father. We pray for it. We pray that it can receive the help it needs, Father. Put one in there that will fill it to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and bring about its full potential, Father, of what you want it to be. For my young friend, Pastor Haroon Islam, also Pastor Barak Mishai, also Pastor Zephyrin Aaron, Father, these all, as they walk overseas with the gospel, they walk in places to where that if they're caught, Father, they can be imprisoned and even killed. Now, Father, for the Johnson family, for the Lee family, the Branson family, for my wife's family, for my family, for each family that will hear this message, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will work among the families, work with those, Father, that are walking in darkness, help to lead them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus, so that none be lost, Father, and all will be able to make heaven their home. Jimmy Embry, Sharon Mombello, and her mother, for Sue, for Palins, for Casey Smith, for Jim Taylor, Henry Craycroft, for Kelly Smith and his wife. Father, these all stand in need of a healing touch. My wife, Father, touch her this morning there where she is. And Father, let that whole place see your work through her, that they too can be brought to become believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Use her, Father, while she's there. Use her in mighty and a great way. Let them all see thy power. In this place, Father, this church is yours. Help us to fill it, Father. Make it into what you want it to be. Use me, Father, in great and mighty ways, not to lift me up, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. And God bless. All right, everyone. Remember tonight at 6 o'clock, God willing, we can all be together again. So until then, walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a great day now. Bye-bye until 6 p.m. Eastern Time.